Back to the Great Sibling Showdown! In the last episode, Olivia and Noah debated whether people should be required to pay taxes. Well, the results were super, super close, and that's a great thing. Close results means that we're selecting good debate topics. Let's say we had a debate on whether ice cream is delicious. The results probably wouldn't be that close. I think it's fair to say that almost everyone thinks that ice cream is delicious. That being said, when we get your votes and the results are close, that shows that the debate is a good one. And it's always interesting to read the messages you give us supporting your opinions on the debate. Let's hear what you had to say about taxes.
Mailbag! Mailbag! In the showdown, I argued that taxes should be required. Here are a few listeners that agreed with me. Ruby of England said, because they are using this money to help people in the police and military, which is really important. Belle of Maynooth County in Ireland said, because you are giving money to help others in need, like hospitals, police stations, the elderly, the poor, and people who have retired. Harper of Charlotte, North Carolina said, I think people should pay taxes because we are able to help others and having things we need in our community, like parks and plant trees.
Now, let's hear from listeners that agreed with my argument in the showdown, which is that people should not be required to pay taxes. Mateo of Queens, New York said, we should be able to spend our own money on things we need and want. Miss White's first grade class in Ann Arbor, Michigan said, we think that people work hard for their money and should get to have all of it to do what they want. People should be able to save their money too. Alexander from Arnhem, the Netherlands said, I once got $10 from my nan. I spent it quickly and on something I didn't really need. I then earned $10 mowing lawns. That money I saved and only spent carefully because I worked for it. The government takes money and spends it easily, like I did with the money from my nan, because they didn't work for it.
Those were some incredible messages from our listeners. By the way, we love it when the podcast is enjoyed by school classes. A big thanks to Miss White's first grade class in Ann Arbor for listening and letting us know how they feel about the taxes debate. Okay, now that all the votes have been collected, it's time to hear the results of all the votes. Drum roll, please! With an even 50-50 split of all the votes, our listeners are exactly split on the debate over whether people should be required to pay taxes.
Holy smokes! That's crazy! Do you know how wild it is that we got hundreds of votes and yet the results were exactly 50-50?
Every vote matters, and we can't thank you enough for voting on the showdown. As we always say, the podcast is about you more than it is about us.
Well, we can't possibly top that, but let's see if the next showdown will be a close one as well. This week, for showdown number 9, Olivia and Noah will debate if professional athletes are overpaid. Professional athletes make a lot of money, but it hasn't always been that way. About 100 years ago, most NFL players made $100 to $300 per game. As recently as 50 years ago, lots of professional athletes needed to work other jobs during the off-season to make enough money to support themselves and their families. For example, a baseball player would need to work another job during the winter when they weren't playing baseball so they could earn more money. It wasn't until the year 1979, 45 years ago, that an athlete would make $1 million in a single year. And that was Nolan Ryan, starting pitcher for the Texas Rangers. So how did athletes go from needing multiple jobs to multi-million dollar yearly salaries in just a few decades? There are two good explanations for this: free agency and television. Free agency is when a professional athlete is not under contract. In other words, they don't currently play for a specific team. When an athlete is a free agent, teams can offer that athlete money to play for them. In most cases, the athlete will accept a contract with the team that offers them the most money. Free agency didn't exist in sports a long time ago. Before free agency, an athlete was not able to negotiate contracts with different teams. Instead, a team could release, sell, or trade a player without the player's consent, so the teams had all the control. In the year 1969, Curt Flood, a baseball player playing for the St. Louis Cardinals, refused a trade to the Philadelphia Phillies. He didn't want to play for the Phillies, who were a bad team at the time and had a baseball stadium that was in bad shape. He sued Major League Baseball to fight his trade to the Phillies, and he lost. Even though he lost the case, Congress would eventually pass an act called the Curt Flood Act in 1998 that would open the door to free agency in baseball. Since then, baseball player salaries have gone up quickly. Other sports with free agency have seen similar jumps in player salaries. Also, television revenues have helped boost player salaries. When sports are on TV, the teams and leagues are making money from commercials that are running during the games. The amount of money that comes in from TV advertising is insane. The NFL alone makes over $4 billion per year in TV ad revenue. If a company wants to run a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl, that company will need to pay $7 million for just 30 seconds. Because television revenues are so high in professional sports, some of that money has been passed on to the players in the form of higher salaries. Remember when I told you that Nolan Ryan became the first professional athlete to make $1 million back in 1979? Knowing that, how much do you think professional athletes make today? Any guesses? Well, what if I told you that 17 athletes make more than $50 million a year? Leading the list are three soccer players, Cristiano Ronaldo, Karim Benzema, and Lionel Messi, who all have made over $150 million per year. Ronaldo and Benzema make over $7 million for every match they play. The highest paid player in another sport is Canelo Alvarez, a boxer who has made $73 million per year. Shohei Ohtani is the highest paid player in baseball with a yearly salary of $70 million. Then comes Giannis Antetokounmpo, basketball player for the Milwaukee Bucks, who makes $62 million a year. In football, Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, has the highest yearly salary, pulling in $55 million a year. Now that you heard those staggering numbers, do you think professional athletes make too much money? In this week's showdown, Olivia is going to argue that professional athletes make too much money, and Noah is going to argue that they don't. As always, they are going to have three rounds of debate, and then, after all the dust settles, it's going to be up to you, our amazing listeners, to settle the debate once and for all. In round one, Olivia goes first. Olivia, why are professional athletes overpaid?
Hello? Did you hear yourself speak just now? Many professional athletes are paid an unthinkable amount of money that many of us can only dream about. Nobody can blame them for taking the money if it's offered to them. But consider what other people make. A firefighter working in the great state of New Jersey, where I live, makes an average of $54,000 a year. An emergency room nurse in New Jersey makes a bit more, with an average salary of $85,000. Does that make sense to you? Should someone who throws a football around a field about 20 times a year make 700 times more money than someone that goes to work 5 days a week, every week, and saves lives at work like a firefighter or an emergency room nurse? Of course not.
Olivia, you can't blame the athletes for making so much money. If someone is willing to pay them that much, then that's exactly what they're worth. And by the way, if you think athletes have too much money, let's talk about how much the team owners have. Steve Ballmer is the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. He is worth $101 billion. He made a lot of his money as the head of Microsoft. He bought the team 10 years ago for $2 billion, and now the team is worth $3.9 billion. In other words, the team almost doubled in value in just 10 years. He can easily afford to pay his players what they're worth. Most professional athletes are millionaires, but the team owners are billionaires. Why do the owners make more money than the players that actually play the game? We don't watch sports because of our loyalty to the owners of the teams that we root for. We love sports because we love rooting for our favorite players. So they totally deserve all of the money they are making.
That bell means the end of round one of the showdown. If it were a boxing bell and one of you were Canelo Alvarez, you would have made a few million dollars during that round. But since you're Olivia and Noah, I pay you in snacks. Next up, in round two, Noah goes first. Noah, why aren't professional athletes overpaid?
It's easy to talk about the players in each sport that make the most money. But how about the players that make the least in each sport? The NBA has the highest minimum salary. So every player in the NBA makes at least $1.1 million. The lowest salaries in the NFL and NHL are about $800,000 per year. In Major League Baseball, it's about $600,000 per year. Those are still pretty big salaries. But it's important to remember that professional athlete careers don't last for that long. The average career of an NFL player is only 3.5 years. Baseball players tend to have the longest careers, but even the average baseball career lasts less than 6 years. With that in mind, why shouldn't a professional athlete make as much money as possible while they're able to, since many of them don't make that money for more than just a few years? Dad, you're a pharmacist. You can be a pharmacist into your 60s or 70s. Most professional athletes can only compete into their 30s, or maybe even into their 40s. If you are one of those top athletes in the world, and the average career of a professional athlete only lasts a few years, shouldn't you be allowed to make as much money as possible?
Noah, you made some good points, but what you said also highlights another problem with some athletes that make so much. There is a really wide gap for what the top athletes make in each sport compared to the rest of the athletes in the same sport. Let's use baseball as an example. The biggest contract in baseball belongs to Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Just a few months ago, he signed a contract that will pay him $700 million over the next 10 years for an average of $70 million per year. In the United States, there are baseball players that play in what are called the minor leagues. Every major league team has a few minor league teams. The minor leagues are good for players that are developing, but are not quite good enough for the major league. Almost all major league baseball players started out in the minor leagues first. Many minor league players never get invited to play in the major leagues, so even though they are some of the best baseball players in the world, they aren't quite good enough to break into the majors. Minor league baseball players can make as little as $19,800 a year. These are players that might be close to making the major leagues and make a teeny tiny fraction of major leaguers make. If the top players in each sport weren't getting paid so much, it could help pay higher salaries to the professional athletes that don't get paid enough, like minor league baseball players.
And that does it for round two. Have you made up your mind on how you plan to vote in this showdown? Well, if not, don't worry, because Olivia and Noah have one last round to convince you that they're right. We gave the Great Sibling Showdown wheel a spin, and it landed on Noah. All right, Noah, I hope you've got one last argument in you. All you have is 60 seconds to make your closing argument, and the clock starts now.
The biggest sports leagues in the world bring in billions of dollars a year. That's because us fans can't get enough of watching our favorite teams play. So, let me ask you a question. If that much money is going to the leagues and teams, where would you want the money to go? Do you think the money should stay with the owners, who have even more money than the athletes? Of course not! We watch sports through for our favorite players, so they should get all the money they deserve.
In many jobs, there might be small difference in salaries between the workers that are the best at their jobs compared to the workers that are average. To use my dad's job as an example, some pharmacists might earn 5, 10, 15, or maybe even 20% more than the average pharmacist. But there are no pharmacists making 10 times more than the average pharmacist. Why should the top players in each sport earn 10 times more than the other professional athletes in the same exact sport? Cutting down the salaries of the highest paid players in each sport would help pay the athletes on the other end that are making the least. Besides, the highest paid players in each sport that we discussed a few minutes ago all make lots of money outside of their sports contracts. For example, when you see a Shohei Ohtani commercial on TV, that's more money he's getting outside of his already enormous $700 million contract. There is no reason why some players should make so much more than what other players on their team make. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that does it. The end of round three. Now that Olivia and Noah have presented their arguments, it's up to you to tell us how you feel. Did Noah hit a home run with his arguments, convincing you that athletes don't make too much money? Or maybe Olivia blitzed Noah's argument and left you convinced that athletes shouldn't make as much money as they do? Be sure to fill out your vote after you're done listening to this episode by clicking on the link in the episode notes. Who knows? We might read your comments in next week's episode. Before we wrap this episode up, we have some amazing listeners to thank.
Thank you to our newest Patreon supporter, Belle P. We appreciate your support and hope you're enjoying all the extra Patreon exclusive goodies.
We also want to thank Username. Your podcast is the best for the review.
It says, can you do more than just the showdown? I like it, though there is still a lot of things to get curious about.
It's interesting you say that, because we agree with you. There are so many topics we didn't get curious about yet.
If you agree with the listener that left this review, you're definitely going to want to stick around because we have some big announcements to make in the next few weeks. Changes are coming to the podcast within the next few weeks that I think everyone is going to be really happy with.
We don't want to spoil the surprise, but we definitely think you should tune in to the next few episodes to find out what we're talking about. I assure you, it's very big and very exciting news. We want to thank Gabe from right here in Voorhees, New Jersey, for suggesting that we debate on whether professional athletes are overpaid. Join us in 2 weeks when Olivia and Noah are going to debate whether smartphones are making us stupid. See you back here next time on The Great Sibling Showdown!